No matter where you live, it seems, illicit drug abuse of one sort or another is a growing concern, which is why Congressman Mike Thompson convened the Forum on the Interlocking Issues of Substance Abuse and Self-Medication on the Sonoma State campus Tuesday morning.
We have not only a national problem, but a community problem. It affects the lives of our friends, our family, our neighbors. There's a huge financial cost associated with it, and we need to make sure that we deal with this not only from a financial perspective, but from a human perspective as well.
Dr. Marina Tulu-Shams, a researcher with UCSF, provided a detailed analysis of the usage rates and trends that have been documented in California and elsewhere. And the biggest problem in Northern California, at least for hospital emergency rooms, is methamphetamine.
That is the drug that folks are showing up in the emergency room for in the Northern California region relative to heroin or other illicit drug use, which is still high, but methamphetamine continues to dominate this region.
But that's not the issue that Dr. Tulu-Shams finds most worrisome.
What I find most alarming is the rate of initiation in the young adult developmental stage for multiple drugs that really put these young adults at risk for a pernicious trajectory of substance use for their lifetime, and that we have few services specific to address transitional age youth.
For the Sonoma County Department of Health Services, another area of concern now is the uptick in prescription opioids locally and the resulting growth in the number of related overdoses. They report that one of every four county residents filled an opioid prescription in 2014, nearly 57% of them for hydrocodone. But this is far from just a local problem, says Melissa Stafford Jones, Regional Director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It really has become a public health epidemic of opioid overuse and abuse, and unfortunately, deaths from opioid overdoses. And so our focus is on a three-pronged approach to address that, to work on improving prescriber practices related to prescription opioids, to make available medication-assisted treatment to deal with folks who are addicted to opioids, and thirdly, to increase the availability of naloxone, which can reverse and save lives when there's an overdose.
Yet despite all this data, notes Dr. Tulu-Shams, resources for treatment are far from keeping pace.
If the statistics were really driving treatment, we probably would have a lot more treatment-related services available. And unfortunately, treatment-related services aren't driven by funding and resources and capability to provide those treatment, along with determining how people can get to the treatment.
That message was repeated by other presenters at the forum, including two representatives of treatment service providers. And Congressman Thompson says their message is being heard on Capitol Hill.
The president added $1.1 trillion to the budget to deal with this, and the Senate is working on legislation that they're ready to send over to the House that would better distribute the amount of money, whatever the level is, in the bill.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.